Year of the Dog. The qualities of the Year of the Dog are easy for us to understand in the West because there are so many dogs around us. And so we know that the dog is loyal, dependable, tends to be quite friendly, likes to run in packs many times, not all domesticated dogs. But these are all qualities of the energy of this year. The dog is, as I said, a pack animal, which means that we can translate that into the kind of energy, meaning that there'll be more team player kind of influences, more alliances, capacity for more alliances to be formed, that sort of thing. Clearly, there is no year that's without its conflicts, so the nature of the conflicts with the dog energy tend to be not sustained, not particularly intense, although here we need to look at the five element aspect of the year. Each of the dog years, as with each animal, goes through a cycle of the five elements. And this particular year for the dog happens to be the fire element. That means that the sort of subtext for the energy this year will be that of fire. And that turns into a little bit more animosity, a little bit more contention than you might find in another type of dog year with a different energetic or elemental overlay. So the fire dog, which is what we are for 2006, will still have all of the loyalty, dependability, etc., the capacity for forming alliances with a little bit more exuberance, with a little bit more potential for intensity and therefore intensity of conflicts also possibly, but also intensity of collaboration. So it tends to be the qualities of fire that also interweave themselves into the year of the dog, in addition to the dog sort of energy. How you need to position yourself for the year of the dog has a lot to do with you, what your personality is like, but imagining how you can use the way you like to be to capitalize on the kind of energy that's the most available during this time period. That tends to mean looking at ways that you can be more available, dependable, that reliable, those kinds of things. At the same time as, you know, like dogs, they're quite carefree, really like to just kind of run about and pal around with their dog friends, and so that kind of thing is also very much available to you. And as I mentioned earlier, this propensity towards alliances and forming partnerships, the whole theme of dogs liking other dogs and tending to run in packs and that sort of thing, certainly gives information about how to ally yourself with others during this year. Collaboration will be easier to achieve this year than the kind of energy that was more available last year. So those are aspects of the dog that you can focus on. The dog year, an easier year than last year in many ways for many people. There's definitely a more yang influence. If we compare yin and yang, there's a more yang influence due to the fire, but there is also more of a yin influence with regard to the energy compared to last year's energy, which was the rooster, which tended to be more that kind of yang intensity. This year will be a little bit easier than that. So steps down a bit from that level, and both yin and yang aspects to the dog. But like I say, with the fire, a little more yang this year.